on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
It's my goal for my kids and my grandkids, I got two grandkids now, to be able to leave the stories of the history of what God did. It's so important.
Our identity is Jesus declaring over us and to us that we're forgiven and we are children of the King.
They'll be like, I don't know how to teach my kid about salvation. I don't know how to teach my kid about like religion versus relationship with Christ. And I'm like, oh, here's this great resource that helped me.
Pew Research found only about like 25% of parents say that they talk about religion with their kids very often.
In Latin America, people don't read that much. And that's the reality, a sad reality in Latin America. But if there is an audio clip, they will listen to it.
All this and more on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. The podcast is designed to keep donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries informed about how God is using us to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. We talk to partners, to donors who use our resources, to ministry leaders who can help us pray for worldwide evangelism and discipleship. Today, we'll talk to Maria Antiaga Gonzalez about our Spanish ministry at Gospel Coalition. We'll discuss Pew Research that's a bit disappointing for Christian parents. Sarah Bath will tell us how Keys for Kids influenced her spiritual walk. Chad Bresson will discuss the theological review process at Keys for Kids Ministries. But first, Keys for Kids Ministries will be featured on a new YouTube channel. It's called The Ride Back. Well, I caught up with the storyteller of the new program, Keith Hoover. He's first on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
Keith, you and I met about a month and a half ago or so. Actually, it's longer than that. We talked about this maybe about a year ago. But before we get started with the stuff we're going to talk about, could you just introduce yourself to those that are listening to this podcast right now?
I'd love to, Greg. Thanks for having me on. This is a great opportunity. I'm a pastor. My name is Keith Hoover. I'm a pastor at Bible Believers Historic Baptist Church in Meesick, Michigan. And we're trying to come up with a shorter name. That's just what it is. But I started a YouTube show, which is what brought us together. I've been planning it for a couple years and got it started just a few weeks ago. You were able to help me with it. It's called The Ride Back. And I take my motorcycle right across the country and go to places where revivals have happened, where people have gotten saved, where God's done wonderful works, where people have been regenerated, where God has used Christian people to reform society, all kinds of things, just trying to show the Christianity that's inherent in our nation so we can be thankful for it.
So the first podcast, my understanding, is coming up soon.
Yes, July 4th will be the first episode will be released. There's 10 episodes, and the first episode is the Keys for Kids episode.
Now, why Keys for Kids? Why is that the first episode of this Ride Back podcast?
Well, two reasons. Number one, kids are important. Kids are so valuable, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, Greg. Your yeah. life is dedicated to them. But kids are the future, but more personally to me, Keys for Kids was part of my upbringing, my childhood. Grew up getting up in the mornings and listening to Children's Bible Hour with Uncle Charlie, and that was in the 1980s, way back then. And I ended up even actually getting to meet him with my brother. He came to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. One of the highlights of my life, learned a lot of Bible stories and just used to look forward to that all the time.
Well, the reason this was kind of intriguing to me, I've always been intrigued by history and especially history of the church, although when I was younger, it kind of bored me out of my mind. Yeah. But now it's just intriguing because you see how God's hand has been at work over the course of history, all the way back into the biblical days. But I mean, you came to West Michigan and we went on our motorcycle ride because this podcast is done with your motorcycle. It's a YouTube channel, of course. But you alerted me to some things, even though I've lived in West Michigan for well over 30 years, I didn't know about.
There's so much here. About 10 years ago, I took my first history tour and I felt the same way. I was shown things that I had no idea existed. I was thrilled by them. But I studied West Michigan, and West Michigan is full of things the Lord did. I don't cover half of them, Greg. There's more for next season that we're going to deal with.
That's good.
But there's all kinds of things, and you saw some of them. I think even episode two you're in, and you see some of the, I think that was 200 years ago. That episode was almost 200 years ago now that God sent some people to the Grand Rapids area. They essentially started Grand Rapids and started by witnessing to the people that were here.
Right, and when we talked about some things when we were here, we were talking about the Native Americans who are here that came to faith in Christ, and even that history is trying to be erased. We talked about a lot of things.
We did, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. We live in the age of a historical rewrite, and sadly, there are those that want to blot out Christianity altogether. I really do believe in our nation there are a lot of people wanting to preserve it, a lot of Christian people, and even those that don't know Christ that admit that it's there. But there is an effort to wipe it away, and it's my goal for my kids and my grandkids, I got two grandkids now, to be able to leave the stories of the history of what God did. It's so important.
Well, and I think that's kind of the reason why I wanted you to be a part of our podcast, because this is something that maybe adults, parents, grandparents really don't think about, even though we read about history in our Bibles, of course, but we don't think about local history and how God has had his hand in the workings of the United States, probably in an area where you live. And that's what kind of got me to thinking, maybe we should share this on our podcast to get people just thinking about it. Would you agree with that?
I would wholeheartedly agree with that. If God is God, and I believe
he is.
Absolutely. Then he's not stopped working in the lives of people. And it's not just 200 years ago. It's 300 years ago, 400, 500 years ago. But it's also today.
Yeah.
And one day, maybe some crazy guys will investigate the history of Keith Hoover and Greg Yoder and and what happened for the Lord in 2026.
But isn't it amazing how he does use people like us that are flawed? We have our character issues. I didn't even like to read when I was a kid, and now I'm on radio reading things. I mean, so God has his sense of humor. And so that's what I love about these kinds of stories, because God does use really crazy people sometimes, people that are very flawed. I mean, you look at every person in Scripture, and they had issues.
Yes.
But yet God did amazing things.
And all the glory goes to him. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything without him. What a God we serve.
You've been listening to an interview with Keith Hoover on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. More to come in just a minute. Hey, I'd like to invite you to join Keys for Kids Ministries on YouTube. We've avoided YouTube for many years because of the advertising that can come along with being there. Now, we don't want to be responsible for leading somebody astray. However, we also know that there are a lot of people, Christians and non-Christians, who are there, and we need to reach them for Jesus too. So search for Keys for Kids Ministries TV on YouTube, subscribe, and then share our content. The channel's kind of limited right now, but it's growing. Find weekly Parent Minute tips, ministry updates, new outreach possibilities, and we have some new demos that you can take a peek at. That's Keys for Kids Ministries TV on YouTube. Subscribe and share. Well, talk about the YouTube episodes that'll be coming out. Obviously, the first one's about what?
Keys for Kids. That's where it all begins. Keys for Kids, the Children's Bible Hour. Talking to you, got to take a tour of the station, which was thrilling for me. Got to talk about Uncle Charlie, which is where I picked it up in my childhood. But you told me history of much more. Children's Bible Hour preceding Keys for Kids has been, I don't know, it's been on for a very long time. And so many people have put their lives into giving the gospel to children and putting out content that appealed to children. And I think that's great. That's the first episode. The rest of the episodes kind of go back in history to different places. We do deal with Native American, the people that witnessed to them and won them to Christ. And there were even Native American preachers of the gospel in West Michigan that continued to serve the Lord. Then we go from there. We talk about how Christianity in Indiana, as a matter of fact, ended slavery. We talk about wilderness churches. There's so much that happened in the four states we went through.
When you think about the challenging aspects of how the United States is today, where where, you know, Christianity is not looked well upon. It's a struggle sometimes. We get canceled because of our beliefs. I'm hoping that will alert us to how God's providence has allowed us to grow as a country, but also as we look ahead, how difficult it potentially could be.
Yes, it could be. And I think we're kind of in a microcosm of people really being drawn back to the Lord, Greg. I'm very excited about it. Seems like this young generation, the youth of our day, up to the 20s and maybe even a little of the 30s, are far more desirous of the gospel than my era was. I'm excited about that. But of course, that could turn at any given time. And at this point, what I'm trying to do is lay the history down so that when people seek it yet again, they can find it. And they'll find Keys for Kids as well. You put a lot of content out there.
We do. Well, in closing, how can we pray for this? What's your hope? What's your dream out of all of this?
My dream started for my kids and my grandkids, and now it's expanded further. My dream is to do a season every year and travel across the United States and show multiple states different places. I have a little bit of help. I am in cooperation with a group called the American Providence Foundation. And we work with them. They help me with cameras, which I'm terrible at. Technology, I'm not great. But they help me with cameras, with cutting and editing. And my goal is to put out a 10-episode series every year and just go to different places. There are enough in the United States I could do this till I'm 60. If, well, maybe 70. I don't know how long I can ride the bike. That might be an issue. But that's my dream. So just pray for me. If you could, go to APF Rider on YouTube or type in The Ride Back. That's the name of the show. You'll find that there. And if you could, join the YouTube channel and watch some videos. Enjoy that. You can help us by going to American Providence Foundation and seeing their content about where our country was founded on Christianity. And then also listen to Keys for Kids. That's a big one.
We appreciate that. Keith Hoover, Pastor, thank you so much for being a part and being a guest on our Keys for Kids Connect podcast for July. We appreciate you so much and looking forward to seeing that first episode.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you guys praying for your ministry.
That's Keith Hoover, the storyteller on the new YouTube channel called The Ride Back on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Once again, the first episode, July 4th, features Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, I'm not sure that you'll see me on my motorcycle on that episode or the next episode, but go there, go to search for The Ride Back, subscribe, and share. Next, Keys for Kids Ministries is concerned about our devotional being theologically correct. Now, you're probably thinking, well, how hard could it be when you're talking about kids, right? Well, I have to tell you, if you're not constantly looking to make sure everything that we print is theologically correct, it's easy to let something slide a little. Well, we don't want to do that. In fact, we have a whole team of theological reviewers to make sure that we stay focused. I caught up with one of our theological reviewers on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. We have theological reviewers that go through every one of our Keys for Kids stories and Unlock stories. And with me today is a dear friend of mine. We go back a lot of years, but Chad Bresson, you've been one of our theological reviewers for, I don't know, what, is it 10 years yet? Is it close?
I think we're getting there. I think it was 2017, I think was when
yeah.
we started this.
I know with kids' devotionals, we don't go into deep theological discussions, and but at the same time, we don't want to lead any kids astray. What do we do? Because obviously you're involved every day. I'm not, but you're involved in it every day. What do you do when you look through each story?
I think what we're looking for, it depends too. Some of the stories are coming, they're being updated. Others are coming, you know, from new sources and all. We're basically looking for where's the gospel? Where's Jesus in the story? And that's a question I think that gets missed often. In fact, look, this isn't just something that happens with kids' stories. It's a thing of everyday life. We're constantly pushing those things to the perimeter, to the side. We're not we're so focused on what's going on during the day. We're constantly leaning into what we call the law, all those commands in Scripture. But before we go there, We have to be grounded in our identity. And the identity thing, even for me as a pastor, I have to deal with every day. And so bringing it to the level of kids, I think, is both a challenge and it's just what gets me really excited about doing this for Keys for Kids.
Well, I think when we started doing this, we were concerned, obviously, that it wasn't going through theological review at the time. And I don't think we're off that base too much, but the fact that we were getting off base a little bit concerned me. And so you and there are other team members, obviously, that do theological review. You're not the only one. But I think we're getting to the point now where you and others have invested in us so much that now our team knows exactly what to look for.
Wow. Which is why the amount of investment on my end has dropped probably dramatically in the last year and a half or so because of that. It has, and again, that's just part of the joy of doing all of this. The stories that you and I grew up with, you know, if you grew up in Sunday school, we always had the take-home papers. We had the take-home stories. Ours was called Mommy and Me. And those stories were loaded with how do we obey Jesus? And we grew up with that mindset. And so a story after story after story, and then growing up with that, that trains us. That's actually a catechism. This is how we live life. And life is all about obeying Jesus. Well, you know what? That's not where it starts. In fact, that's not really what gets us through life. It's all about the gospel. It's all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's all about our identity. And so tackling those stories and then just tackling stories that come in and just making sure that it's always leading with the gospel, always leading with our identity. And then we get to how are we supposed to behave? How are we supposed to live our lives in light of the fact that Jesus has declared us forgiven and that he has given us his grace?
Well, I know that that word, quote, identity, has taken on new meaning in our culture today. So I want you to be clear about what you mean about identity.
Yeah, when we talk about identity, I think every sermon that I preach has something about this in it. Because, again, we're bombarded every day, even as adults. It's on our screens. Here's your identity. Your identity is your job. Your identity is your car. Your identity is your spouse. There's all sorts of things that are... And the other thing is then we got Hollywood telling us other things about our identity. You look within. Sexuality is an identity. So you find identity in behavior. We're constantly told you are what you do. That line comes through lots of TV shows, commercials. You are what you do. The Bible says it's a whole lot different than that. In fact, the Bible says you're given your identity. The identity comes from outside of us. We don't create our own identity. Our identity is Jesus declaring over us and to us that we're forgiven and we are children of the King. And so that drumbeat, I hope, comes through all the different stories and devotionals that we're doing at Keys for Kids and just constantly going back to this identity that's been given to us in Jesus.
Yeah, one of the things that we have been told as we've gone to conferences by moms and dads, now grandparents, saying that you've never strayed from the gospel, you've never strayed from biblical truth, and that's one of the things that I'm concerned about, that we ever would stray from the gospel and stray from biblical truth. And I think I want to thank you, first of all, Chad, and others who have invested in the ministry of Keys for Kids Ministries, whether it be our Unlocked Teen Devotional or Kids Devotional, Keys for Kids. But stressing the fact that it's nothing that we could do to earn our salvation. It's by grace, through faith, through Christ alone, that we ever have a chance of salvation, nothing that we could ever do. And I think that's one of the things that I always want to stress with kids, that it's out of gratitude for what he's done in us is why we act the way we do.
Absolutely. So everything flows from that, and that's why we begin with that. And when it comes to Keys for Kids, it's why when people are asking me, hey, is there a devotional out there? You know, I'm constantly referencing, let's go right back to it. I actually have some skin in this game, but at the same time, I'm fully confident that when I send them to Keys for Kids, and I recommend Keys for Kids, and even Unlocked, that I'm recommending something that is not always constantly leaning into, that my relationship with Jesus is based solely on my obedience. And man, that's what I grew up with. That's what I was told for years, only to come to find out that that's not really accurate, that my basis is based on what he's done. My relationship is based on what he's done for me.
Chad Bresson on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. By the way, Keys for Kids Ministries is once again hosting our summer reading program for kids and teens this year. June is done, obviously, but there's still July and August, and there's time for you to win some great prizes. You can even make up for some of the readings you missed. The goal is to keep kids reading all summer long, but reading God's Word and developing lifelong Bible reading habits. Go to wordwithzach.org for kids or unlocked.org for teens to sign up. That's wordwithzach.org or unlocked.org. I'm kind of proud of the devotionals that we've been able to hand out. I mean, the ones that we've actually done in Ukraine just recently. I mean, those went through theological review. And to think that translating Keys for Kids into another language with that understanding, meaning that the whole world is getting something like this, I don't know. I'm excited about that.
I love what I do. I'm constantly... the people that I work with at Keys for Kids and Unlocked, I'm constantly telling them that this is a joy, it's a privilege. I just love doing this because of that.
Well, I do have to tell you, you have a reputation. Your reputation is that you write a lot.
You can take that a whole bunch of different ways, I'm sure.
No, but the fact that you take this so seriously, Chad, I mean, there are theological reviewers, I'm sure, that are out there that look at stuff and go, oh, yeah, that's good, whatever, it's good. But you take this seriously.
We pass things on to kids without even thinking about it. And again, I'm talking about this constant drumbeat of ways that we're catechizing or we're training or teaching our kids to think, the worldview that we're providing them, and just the little things that we do. So one of the things that's fascinating, and I enjoy this, and again, if you watch any of my sermons, it's a constant part of my sermons, is myth busting. Constantly myth busting all the stories that we grew up with. You know, David and Goliath and the five smooth stones of courage and all that. Instead of seeing all these stories in the Bible as this is who Jesus is, this is what he has done for us, this is a story about our salvation, this is a story about what Jesus is doing for us in the gospel, all of the stories that we're given in the scriptures are not... Christianize Aesop's fables, and that's how they've been treated for generations. And so I get passionate about this because I want the people that I'm speaking to not to grow up with the same assumptions that I did. Suppose that's a big reason why I'm passionate about this.
Well, I don't want to belabor it, but I want people to know that this is something that is important to us. It's a strategy, obviously, that we don't want kids to just have this head knowledge full of stuff that may or may not be true, but it's a heart issue, and that it's by God's grace through faith through Christ alone that we're saved. And that's what we need to be excited about and to encourage people why we believe what we believe, not what to believe, so that as they get older, that they become apologists, defenders of their faith, and then they won't leave the church when they get confused about issues. And obviously, we have to look to God for that and his sovereignty, but at the same time, we do have a responsibility to speak truth. And I want to thank you, first of all, for that, Chad, and investing in Keys for Kids Ministries over these years.
I love it. The one thing you haven't mentioned... that I think is really valuable and really great about both Keys for Kids and Unlocked as you tackle some of the really difficult issues as well. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of bad things that happen with kids in kids' lives, and you're providing them hope. The stories that are, you know, at the devotional, the application, I call the application piece at the bottom, where they're given hotlines to call or places to go. Those, to me, that's the goal. That's a lot of that is also the gold of what you're doing. And I commend Keys for Kids and you for even having that vision to make sure that we're not just addressing all the different issues that are for churchy kids, but even churchy kids are dealing with messes, and all of us have messes in our lives.
Because we're all messes.
Hope.
We are all messes. Yep. Right. Well, Chad Bresson, thanks so much for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, for your involvement in Keys for Kids Ministries over these years. And we are so thankful for you. So thanks for your support and what you do for us and what you do for kids literally around the world. And we're grateful.
Thank you. Like I always say, Jesus loves you unconditionally, unstoppably, and absolutely.
That's Chad Bresson, one of our theological reviewers of the Keys for Kids and Unlocked devotionals on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. We turn next to Sarah Beth, a 27-year-old follower of Christ. She came to our booth at the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana last month. She came to our booth singing our praises. She told us how much Keys for Kids was part of her spiritual formation. So, of course, I had to put her on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
You're from Missouri, and you just dropped by our booth. And you are so inspiring, because Keys for Kids has meant a lot to you. Can you tell us how?
Whenever I was little, my mom worked full-time as a nurse, and so I stayed home with my dad. And, you know, like, at the time, like, TV shows and movies were kind of, like, you know, everything was more about, like, separation of church and state. And so my mom, you know, she couldn't be with me as much as she had with my sister. And she told me, like, she had prayed for something to help train me while, you know, she's gone. And, like, you know, while my dad is doing other things, like building our house. And so, you know, I think she saw what was happening on TV and with media and with my peers and the children. And she was like, God, give me something for my kid, like, to help her learn and, like, grow her in you. And so she, like, turned on the radio, and there was, you know, Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey and Keys for Kids and all the resources that they have, like The Pond. I grew up with Paws and Tails, Kids Corner, Karen and Kids, eventually, like, Mr. Nick from We Kids, and, like, I got all of those. I even, like, saw, like, your Story Hour here, which is something I also listened to. Like, it was, like, kind of like the Infinity Stones of, like, all the radio shows.
Oh, that's great.
I grew up with those things. Paws and Tails was kind of where my age group started, like, after Karen and Kids. That's where you, like, really become cognizant of those things.
Yeah.
And it's, like, there's several episodes that, like, stand out to me, like Papa Chuck's Redemption, like, the story of Esther, even, like, one where I think there was, like, a story where there was a woman and she had, like, a white robe and she was, like, talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And, like, it was kind of, like, off, and you couldn't really tell why as a kid. But then she, like, got her robe dirty and she kind of came to the end of herself. And, like, she was praying, but she wasn't saying any words. And that was, like, very pivotal for me as a person to know and listen to. So it gave me a lot of resources to take into adulthood and things I still continue to use now.
So you're obviously an adult now. You're 27, you were telling me.
Yeah.
So did Keys for Kids, the devotional, have an impact on you as well?
So when they read it over the radio, it was, I listened to it in that way. I didn't have... Like, you know, because I was only, like, maybe 10 or 11, and then, you know, school got involved, I didn't get the opportunity to, like, write it down and submit. But, yes, whenever they read it over the radio,
Oh, that's awesome. So as you obviously are now 27 years old, what would you say was the influence of all of that in your life forming you as a follower of Jesus?
I would say it's kind of almost a surreal experience because... Like, I guess I thought other kids had this too. Like, even other church kids had this too. And so when I, like, kind of went out into the world, it was strange to me, like, kind of being where I was at in my faith and in, like, maturity of faith. And all of that is unto the grace and mercy of the Lord and everything. But it was good to have this because now I know how to witness to people and talk to my peers and be like, hey, these are resources that I used and had and listened to. And I even recommended it to a friend in high school. And she even was like, oh, like, this is so helpful. And it's really cool now, like, as an adult to interact with other adults who have children and be like, hey, you know, like, they'll be like, I don't know how to teach my kid about salvation. I don't know how to teach my kid about, like, religion versus relationship with Christ. And I'm like, oh, here's this great resource that helped me, you know? So it's very cool.
So when you hear things like, now we have a radio station just for kids, or we have Down Gilead Lane that's been dramatized, or we are now doing things internationally and putting things into other languages, like going into Afghanistan and planting churches. How do you feel about that?
It's really amazing. I think, like, with the rise of, like, social media and especially the negativity in the news, and it's just like, and, like, you know, you hear about Christian persecution and you know those things, it's really easy to just be like, oh, you know, like, it's going nowhere. We're going to, like, it's lost, you know. But it's so great to hear these things because it gives you that, like, ounce of hope. It's like running a race, right? You get those little bursts of energy to keep going.
Well, Sarah Beth, thank you so much for being my guest today on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Yeah. We always love hearing kind of legacy stories, that how it's impacted you as a kid, but now even instrumental as you walk with the Lord as an adult. So thanks for being my guest today. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sarah Beth on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I love stories like hers. How amazing it is that God uses Keys for Kids in helping form the spiritual lives for kids around the world, literally. Well, we turn next to an interview that I did last month with Mission Network News. Katie Harth asked me about some research talking about how parents fail to talk about religion with their kids. Here's that interview on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Greg Yoder on the line for Keys for Kids Ministries. I wanted to talk about this 2025 Pew survey. It came out in late 2025 that I discovered, and it explored how parents were raising their kids when it came to religion. So I thought it'd be fair to ask you, how are Christian parents raising their kids? Are there, you know, are there any common discipleship habits that they talk to you about?
Well, let me just say this, that everywhere I go, especially when we go to like homeschool groups and things like that, moms and dads come to our table and say, why didn't I know about you? This is perfect. This is exactly what we need to stay on track. And it's got great stuff in it. It's got great stories. It's entertaining for the kids, but it also teaches biblical truth. And then it actually gives me a question to ask, really? I mean, so we hear that, but the research really confirms something that we've believed at Keys for Kids Ministries for decades, that parents are the primary disciplers of their kids. And the data shows that many parents want faith for their kids, but they just don't know how to be consistent about it, especially at home. They're so busy. They're soccer moms. They're taking their kids all kinds of different places. And Pew Research found only about like 25% of parents say that they talk about religion with their kids very often. That's crazy. I mean, especially Christian parents. So at Keys for Kids, we just want to encourage parents to make discipleship simple. Because, you know, you can make it really hard and kids are just going to kind of glass over their eyes and they're probably not going to engage, but also make it consistent and relational. That means that reading scripture together is important. Praying together obviously is important, but sharing something that's going to engage them with that scripture. And that's what Keys for Kids does so well. We share like real life kind of anecdotal fiction stories that an average kid would experience in their lifetime and then teach a biblical truth. So we encourage families to just spend 5 minutes together around God's Word, around a Keys for Kids devotional or an Unlocked devotional for teen, and be consistent, because consistency beats complexity. And, you know, we're hearing from moms and dads is, yeah, we want to do it. We just don't know how or don't know where to begin.
And so what, you know, the flip side of that is, once they figure out how, what is it that they're doing?
Yeah. So what they typically do is find a specific time of day and stick to it. It might be before they leave for school, or in some cases they're driving their kids to school and they listen to it in the car radio and they can have conversations that way. Or it's just before they go to bed. Just being consistent and spending time in the Word. Now, it can look different for everybody. I mean, not everybody obviously uses Keys for Kids devotionals, but spending time opening a Bible and reading a Bible verse, and then asking questions about that verse. How does it apply to my life? What is God trying to teach me here? Is there a sin that I should avoid? Is there something, a truth about God that I didn't know about? Is there something that I can use in my daily life to not only help me understand this and walk worthy of the calling, but to share it with others and to be basically evangelists and defenders of their faith? So spending time like that, and we're hearing now, because Keys for Kids has been around since 1982, that we're now in the second, third generations of families that have been using this effectively, and they're seeing incredible results.
And we'll connect people to the resources themselves, like the devotionals and the radio and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to cover the why, because it all sounds like hard work. Why should parents be intentional about this?
Well, let's face it. We are hearing all kinds of research. If we don't teach if we don't just teach our kids what to believe, but why we believe it, by the time they're 18, they're walking out the door and they're not heading back to church, which is frustrating. I mean, you would think that if kids grow up in a Christian home and we're teaching them diligently, that they would walk worthy of the calling. But in essence, they don't. When they get the first question that questions their faith and they don't know how to answer it, the why, it makes them wonder, is this really true? And so I guess the question that I have is, why wouldn't you want to dive in and why wouldn't you want to? You know, I think parents think discipleship requires a theology degree or hour-long devotionals. It doesn't. It's just simple conversations in the car, prayer before school, reading a devotional maybe at bedtime, just helping kids understand how scripture applies when they're struggling with friends, like anxiety, identity, or culture. And I think as you read these stories sometimes or talk about these issues, it's amazing how many times a kid will go to school or go in to talk to their neighbors that they'll come back and say, hey, you remember what we were talking about? This just happened. And I was able to use that. And it works, Mom. It works, Dad. So we hear that all the time.
That's wonderful. And that wraps up my questions for this topic. Was there anything else that I missed or anything you wanted to add?
I'll just say this, that research continues to show that a parent's influence is the biggest factor in whether faith sticks, especially moms and dads together. You know, our role at Keys for Kids is to equip moms and dads, grandparents, caregivers, or wherever that might be, to help it make it more natural in how they share it. But the research consistently shows that parents remain the strongest influence. And so don't pass it off to your church or don't pass it off to a youth group or a friend. You can have the most amazing impact on your kids, especially if you're practicing this every day yourselves and you're acknowledging that you're sinful just like everyone else and that you need a savior every day just like they do. And that's when things really connect the dots. Looking for a way to help your kids and teens grow in their faith? Keys for Kids Ministries has the perfect solution. Subscribe to Keys for Kids Devotionals for Kids and Unlock Devotionals for Teens. Each daily devotional is packed with scripture, relatable stories, and powerful insights to help young hearts connect with God. Braden says, I love Keys for Kids. It helps me learn about Jesus. Emma says, Unlocked makes the Bible make sense for me. Choose print or digital editions delivered right to your inbox or mailbox for free. Equip the next generation to ignite a lifelong passion for God's Word. Sign up today at devo.keysforkids.org and ignite a passion for Christ in your family today. Keys for Kids Ministries, touching hearts, changing lives every day. And finally, you may not know that Keys for Kids devotionals are translated and posted each day on a website called llavesdelcielo.org. I talked with Maria Antiaga Gonzalez at the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference. Who is she?
I am the translator, and I get to do a daily story for Keys for Kids in Spanish. It's a wonderful experience, and I am so happy that there is this opportunity for Spanish-speaking people to get in that website and read a story that points us to Christ with sound doctrine and very like practical advice, and you know, just pointed to Christ. I would say that.
Now, you helped us even come up with the new name because we called it something different, but now it's something else.
It is something else.
It's called Llaves de Cielo, right? .org.
Yes.
When you, obviously, you have a heart for kids. And
I do. When I am reading the Bible, I read the Bible, the whole Bible a year with you, Greg.
Yep.
Every time I read through Judges, that is a hard book to read, a very hard book to read. And it says many times in the book that there was a new generation that did not know the Lord.
And I think that is something we cannot afford.
Right.
We cannot afford to have the next generation not knowing the Lord and just get lost. We need to love our kids and teach them the gospel. And God knows if He will save them or not, but it is our job to teach the gospel, like it says in Deuteronomy 6, when we stand, when we walk, when we go to bed, all the time, we need to tell them the gospel.
You're speaking my language. I mean, we have this small window, 4 to 14 years old, 70% of people who come to faith in Christ do so between their 4 and their 14th birthday. And for me, it's amazing to see how that happens. And even after the 14th birthday, how much it goes down afterward. And so I feel like we have a responsibility to be faithful. And for us, obviously, we're doing Keys for Kids in English and other languages. But for me, Spanish is like the number two language, because we have so many Spanish speakers in the United States.
It's true. There are many Spanish speakers in the United States. And also, I think there is an audience in Latin America as well that are accessing the website. I know that everywhere I go, I tell people to subscribe to the email list. And because it's not so very often that you find sound resources for children.
Yeah.
We find lots of stories that point to you have to be a good kid, you have to behave, you have to change your attitude.
Right.
But not all the resources point to the gospel, to Jesus, to what He did for us. So it's super important that we get these sound biblical resources to children.
My question to you is, obviously we're doing the text right now. How important do you think it is for us to do audio at some point?
I would say for Latin American audiences, it is super important because in Latin America, people don't read that much. I love books, but I am sad to say that my nieces don't like books. So I'm here trying to find a gift for them, to get them, to get it back to Ecuador for them. And I cannot buy a book because they don't like to read. So, and that's the reality, a sad reality in Latin America. But if there is an audio clip, they will listen to it.
Well, we're excited about the possibility of being able to do that. You and I have chatted about this before, and funding has always been a challenge. So I'm just encouraging people that are listening to the podcast to maybe, if that's something that's a burden on your heart, to join us and be a part of that. You can either go to llavesdelcielo.org and see all the information that we have available there in Spanish, or you can go to keysforkids.org and just let us know that you want to be a part of that as well. Obviously, you're at the Gospel Coalition translating here. How has it been for you? I'm sure you're tired. We're in the second to last day of the conference. How are you feeling?
Well, I am tired, but I love being here. It's funny because we were making jokes about this last keynote that we had with Mark, and he, like the guy translating, because it was a guy, he was tearing up while he was doing it.
Oh, my word.
And although we are tired, I will always say that translating like this, it squeezes your brain. We are tired, but we are also trying to soak in as much of the teaching as possible. And God is speaking to our hearts, doing something, pointing us to Christ. So this is a wonderful way to be tired.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there are like 9,000 ladies here. Obviously, you've been translating a lot of the material. What is the common theme of the conference this year, and what are things that you're hearing? Obviously, you're interacting with people, I'm sure, but what is the common theme that you're hearing?
Well, I don't interact a lot because we are up behind the stage in a booth, but the theme is turning your eyes to Jesus and to see Jesus in the Psalms. And it's wonderful because sometimes we think of the Old Testament as something that talks about a different kind of God than in the New Testament. And that is not true. God is the same in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we can even find Christ in every page of Scripture. And sometimes when we read the Psalms, we think of the Psalms as songs or as a way to express our emotions. We are not thinking about Christ that much. So it's good that we get that focus and we learn to see how Jesus is in every page of scripture, including the Psalms.
Oh, that's great. Well, Maria, thank you for what you do for Keys for Kids Ministries. We appreciate you. We don't get to see you very often, except maybe here. So it's always good to see you and get reconnected. And you are such a vital part of Keys for Kids Ministries and Navas de Cielo. We just want to thank you for what you do.
Oh, I want to thank you for having me. It's a blessing. It's a true blessing to be part of this ministry. I cannot tell you how many times God has spoken to my heart while I am translating those stories, and how it leads me to prayer for all the children that are reading those stories.
Yeah.
That need this. They need it. This world is crazy. We need to preach the gospel to our kids.
Indeed. All right, Maria, thank you for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Greg.
That's Maria Antiaga Gonzalez on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Today, we talked with Keith Hoover about The Ride Back, Chad Bresson, one of our theological reviewers for our devotionals, Sarah Beth, a young lady who told us Keys for Kids Ministries has helped form her spiritual walk with the Lord. You heard me discuss Pew Research and the number of parents spending time in God's Word with their kids, and the need for audio on YavasDelCielo.org. If you have any questions about anything you heard on the podcast, email me at greg@keysforkids.org. That's greg@keysforkids.org. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, a monthly podcast designed to update donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries about the work that's going on behind the scenes. If you have a heart and passion for reaching kids, teens, and families worldwide with the liberating power of the gospel, please like and share this podcast with friends and family. By the way, if you have a cool Keys for Kids story or testimony and would like to be featured on the podcast, just email me at greg@keysforkids.org. That's greg@keysforkids.org. Don't forget, the summer reading programs are underway. Join. It's not too late. There's still July and August to go. Go to wordwithzach.org for kids and unlock.org for teens. And by the way, we could really use your financial support to support these two programs with prizes, with printing devotionals, and just all the extra stuff that goes with it over the summer months. If you can help us out, go to keysforkids.org/summer. That's keysforkids.org/summer with your very best gift. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast as we keep pointing kids, teens, and families to Jesus, one heart at a time. I'm Greg Yoder.